I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mega Voice is targeting a fifth of India's nearly 500 living languages for its next solar-powered audio player distribution. Especially in non-literate communities, faith must come by hearing.
And now you have this little device that shows up and it speaks their language, which is not just a novelty, but it's that realization that it's not just that device that speaks my language, but that is God who speaks my language.
JP with Mega Voice says local churches in India have committed to raising a third of the funds needed to complete the audio player project, and the rest is up for grabs. Bible translators have been working with these languages for some time.
What we want to do is partner with them and say, okay, you've done so much hard work. Could we come alongside you, identify readers, record what has been translated so all of your people can have access to God's word?
And weeks of sectarian violence in Syria have triggered an influx of refugees into Lebanon. According to Amnesty International, militias affiliated with the current government deliberately killed more than 100 Alawite people in towns along the coast. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says Lebanon offers a safe haven.
New Christian families, new Alawite families, and new Kurdish families have come to Lebanon seeking shelter, fearing retribution from the strong Sunni regime right now.
As they meet the needs of today, Heart for Lebanon teams offer hope for tomorrow.
The more they experience these ethnic cleansing and wars in Syria, you see people seeking the truth. And we all know the truth is only found in the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.